Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Sensational. Ebro, Lauren Rosenberg, good morning, man. They say clouds today. Boy, things turned into a movie yesterday in this Diddy world. Did he do it or nah? The feds pulled up on Diddy's house. Wow. Private jets to different islands. Diddy's out. Sons in handcuffs. Man, we got to cover a lot today, man. Yesterday was a crazy day, bro. Yeah,
he on the run.
Yesterday is a crazy day. Wow. Call right now, 800-223-9797. Lauren Never Loses is happening next. We'll take your phone calls. Wow. Yo, just wow.
People.
Just wow. Yo, when it all comes falling down, win it all.
Past 5 days, did you check on me? Now did you look for me? I walked in the room, eyes are red, and I don't smoke banga. Did you check on me? Did you check on me? Now did you notice me? Nobody will know the paranoia, cause I put a smile on my face, a facade you can never face. And if you don't know me well, well, buried, I am inside my grave, inside my grave. Cause you see people don't really know you. They don't really know you. Cause you see people they don't really know you. They don't really know. I've been drinking more alcohol for the past. They make you not leave me deep. Boy, holy father, yeah. Oh, make you try to understand. Yeah, who can know that for you? Cause you see people don't really know.
Yo, man, it's Ebro and Laura and Rosenberg. We are here. We got Bryson Tiller tickets right now, fam. He's performing at the theater at the MSG. If you're lost, like literally lost every day because you don't know what day it is. Today is Tuesday, the 26th of March.
That's right.
Yeah, and yesterday was a movie. I'm flabbergasted. I'm floored. I ain't gonna hold you.
Oh, really?
The feds running down on Diddy's house with Christian and Justin in handcuffs, and Diddy jumps on a jet to the Cape Verde Islands on a private jet and is on the run?
That's wild. It is wild.
Do we know if is it Cape Verde that he's going to?
That's what I read. I don't know if that's
because half of them said Cape Verde, and the other half said Caribbean. I was like, y'all know that Cape Verde's not in the Caribbean, right?
Right, it's all the way off of Africa near Spain.
It's in Africa. We're talking about a different continent.
Yeah, from what I heard, it did a pit stop. It went from Miami Airport to Antigua. Maybe it fueled up because that's a big trip.
Yeah,
and hit Cape Verde.
You're going Cape Verde. You're not even pronouncing the.
I mean, you know,
Cabo Verde. Shout to the Cape Verdeans out there.
Well, shout to the Cape Verdes because
a lot of Cape Verdeans in Boston too, right?
I don't know.
I think there is. I think actually Benzino's Cape Verde.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see that.
Facto.
You can see.
Cape Verdeans like Ethiopians and certain countries. You can tell in Africa, you can look at them and see the country that they're from.
And you have that with Cape Verde,
absolutely.
Or as you call it, Cape Verde.
Google
Cape Verdeans are like they're like mixed black people.
Yeah,
they light skin like me.
Yeah,
and they look North African but island at the same time, but African. And say, yeah, I hear what he's saying.
Yeah. There's a luck.
But I'm sure he's going to get it wrong from now on. I'm sure you just can't just look at everybody and get it right.
Well, he lost me. When he first referred to it as Cape Verde, it already put me in a space of like, do we know that he's the one to trust on the subject?
Well, because Cape Verdeans say Cabo Verde or Cape Verde. They say that.
Yo, shout out to Africa. Come on, man.
They say that.
I mean, Amber Rose is Cape Verdean.
She is part Cape Verdean. Good call on that.
Yeah, I can see that too.
It's Ebro Law in Roseburg. Time for the game that lives up to his name. On the line, Allison and Jay. Jay and Allison. Allison's calling us from Little Ferry, New Jersey. Hey, Allison.
Hey, hello.
How's Little Ferry?
Little.
Yeah, small. Where is exactly Little Ferry, New Jersey?
Little Ferry, it's like 5 minutes. Let's see. It's like 20 minutes outside of New York City. Little Ferry is like a small town, like right next to Teaneck, Hackensack. It's in Bergen County.
Okay. All right, Little Ferry. All right, Little Ferry. Jay, what's happening, bro?
Morning, Ebro. Morning.
Thanks for joining the program, sir.
Absolutely.
All right, we're going to get into this quick. Allison, who you want to represent, you, me or Rosenberg, in the game that lives up to its name?
You, please.
Who, me? Why?
Yeah.
You play.
All right now. Oh, Shiny with the question.
Nah.
playing for Bryson Tiller at MSG Tickets. Let's play Laura Never
Lose It. We go.
Which rapper just dissed Drake?
Ebro. Kendrick Lamar.
That's what he did. Which is the tallest building in the world?
Ebro.
I don't remember, so.
The Wiz Khalifa building in Dubai. Khalifa or something.
Do I get that?
No, it can't be that you get
it's
that.
It's Khalifa incorrect. Something. Incorrect. I don't know his name.
Incorrect. Rosenberg.
I don't know.
Burj Khalifa.
B-U-R-J
Khalifa.
Burj
Khalifa. Which artist is working to evacuate people from Haiti? Ebro.
Ooh. An artist working to evacuate people from Haiti?
Three. Two.
I don't know.
One.
Wyclef.
And Wyclef is correct. Which is the most famous sport in the world?
Ebro.
Peter.
Ebro.
Now, Americans call it soccer, but it's also called football.
Soccer is what the answer is. Which rapper apologized to her family?
Peter.
Ebro.
Rappers what? Apologizing. Oh, man. I didn't see this. Two. I'm going to go with Cardi B.
Incorrect. Oh. Which rapper apologized to her fans after boasting about being rich? Rosenberg.
Doja Cat. I don't know.
Incorrect. That would be Lato. But Ebro wins.
Oh, how about them apples?
Shocking.
Yeah.
Allison, you going to see Bryson Tiller at the theater? MSG got some hits right now, too, that Bryson Tiller guy. He back. Bryson Tiller back. Mm. And Jay, we love you, man.
I'm so excited.
Appreciate you tuning in, bro. Loyal.
Thank you so much.
All right, y'all, hang on. We got to get your intel. Lace you up with your tickets, Allison. And on the way, the flashing lights. A bridge in Baltimore has collapsed. This is breaking news this morning. We're going to hit on that.
Aren't we really going to start recapping the Diddy situation?
You don't want to do it too early?
No, I mean, aren't we? Don't we have to start? I think it might take all day.
That's what I said. And Diddy. We're going to get into peeling back the onion that is the Diddy Do It story. The movie that will be produced by 50 Cent, I'm sure.
Did he do it?
Wow. It's all coming up. It's Ebro, Laura Rosenberg.
Commercial free. Coming up next. Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning on Hot 97.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
That young lady's from Jersey. Her name is Honey Baby. Go ahead, man. She got a little wave, man. I'm happy that song's blowing up. Yo, that Busta Rhymes beat won't go away. How many different heat? There's been 3 other hits this year just on that, right?
Yeah, it's not going away. It's here.
And then Shawnee just throws it on again.
Why not?
There you go. Rosenberg, who did this beat?
I always forget.
Because they need right now, they need to be giving their flowers, whoever did it, at this point. I mean, it needs a full celebration. This thing was...
I mean, I don't know. Do they? It's kind of in a full celebration mode constantly.
Well, no, their name needs to be known. No, their name needs to be known for their... Because they probably don't own the beat either. So someone else is caking off of this. Whoever made it probably don't even own it.
Let's see. Put your hands where my eyes could... By the way, the fact that it's called Put Your Hands Where My Eyes Could See really bothers me.
30 years later?
Yeah, it's always bothered me. It should be Can See. How could it be Could See? It's produced by Shamello and Buddha.
Listen, y'all. Shamello and Buddha. Y'all did a number here.
Facts.
Shamello and
Buddha. It's the first song Buddha ever produced.
Wow. Was that 97?
Yeah.
Amazing. Let's go. Flashing lights. Laura Styles. Let's do it.
Laura Styles got the 411 on the flashing lights.
Well. Laura's on an assignment, building a business, doing her thing somewhere in the universe, in the world. She'll be back. But Rosenberg, yesterday was a movie, a película, if you will, if you speak Spanish.
And, I don't know if people pronounce it película, but yeah, exactly, it is that.
It is, man. And it involves a man you may have heard of him. His name is Sean Puffy Combs, a.k.a. Diddy, and he tried to change his name to Love. I don't know if the Love part stuck, but I'll tell you what, it's sticking.
I'm here to update you.
It didn't stick.
It didn't stay.
Yesterday, live, it was live, B, on the news. They were raiding Diddy's home in L.A. And on the front lawn is Christian, his son, and Justin, his other son, in handcuffs as they run through the house looking for... And now, I don't know what they were looking for, but the Department of Homeland Security was doing the raid. And I was like, whoa, what's happening? It's sex trafficking charges, illegal guns, and illegal drugs. Rosenberg, am I leaving anything out here? so far.
No, that's what I saw. That is the stuff. That is all the stuff that I saw.
Then the movie scene pans out, fades to black, and now you have Puffy pacing at a Miami private airport as he gets on a plane, and reports say he's headed to Cape Verde Islands, which is off the north coast of Africa, the northwest coast of Africa, almost between Spain and Africa, Morocco. It's a beautiful place, beautiful people, by the way.
Far away.
But it's far.
And they don't have extradition laws, supposedly.
And so clearly Diddy's on the run. There's no other way to frame that. But what we don't know is this have to do with the Cassie story. Does this have something to do with some allegations? Are there things we haven't even heard about that are going on here?
Or all of the above.
Or all the above. And that's where...
Listen, the good news for our listeners is they listen to this program. And on this program, there's someone who told y'all, we ain't ever hearing from Diddy again.
Well, you've called him, you start calling him Redacted.
Yeah, Young Redacted. Yeah, well, that's a different piece. That's just because, like, you know, he's so... That's the same thing as people starting to say No Diddy yesterday, which was a big deal because Mace said No Diddy for the first time. So a lot of people are talking about that. That's sort of the quote-unquote funny part, although this whole thing's very sad. But, no, I just mean that I don't see a world in which he comes back from this. And I don't see a world in which, honestly...
Well, after the Cassie thing. After the Cassie thing and then the allegations, I think it was consensus pretty much that we wouldn't hear from Diddy unless there was some serious way, you know, him coming and articulating very well all of the stuff and his problems and addictions and evil doings.
Nah, I don't think that's not possible.
But that's what I'm saying. He's not just going to pop out with new music. The only way we were going to hear from him again was going to be in the form of some sort of repentance.
What I'm saying is that's not possible.
So
you keep saying that can't happen. There's not going to be some this stuff is too bad for there to be like a world in which he sits down and sort of admits to it all and then we move forward. And that's the part that
you don't see him sitting with Gayle King. Is what he's saying.
I don't see it, and that's the part that worries me, is like, how does this story end? You know what I mean?
Well, this sounds like this is the feds taking this up on their own, right? And when the feds come after you, the case is pretty much built. So we're going to hear about it, and it's going to be interesting. And it seems like it's going to get nasty. And we'll cover this again in about an hour or two, and probably in the next half an hour when more people tune in and we hit Diddy with a congratulations, your place is up.
Oh, boy.
Because how you let your sons get all wrapped up in this?
Isn't that part the worst, man? Like,
how you let little Christian be on the lawn in handcuffs?
Word.
And Justin, too.
I mean,
if he knew... there was going to be a drop.
Yeah. Clearly, he knew something. He was ready to... Well, maybe he was at the house in Miami, and then he just bounced, so maybe he didn't
right.
know.
He's already gone, and his kids are just hanging at the house. Because I think that house is just a house people hang at, right?
Yeah. I guess. I don't know. But anyway, that is the first Flashing Lights report, the Diddy edition. Did he do it?
Diddy.
Really?
I mean, you have to. 50 Cent's on the board of writing the movie, I think, right? Are we still on the air?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you just took us off the air. I was like screaming about a sponsor.
Nah, we good.
Oh, on the way, ride or die. Congratulations, you played yourself. It's clouds today, but it's in the 50s, so that's all right. It's Ebro, it's Rosenberg, it's Laura Styles, it's Shawnee, it's King Lou, it's Rasan. It's Griff. It's the whole team. DJ John will be pulling up with some prizes. And remember, we beat the buzzer, get you paid, and Summer Jam.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go. WQHT-FM, HD1, New York. 97 minutes commercial free.
Coming up next.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning on Hot 97.
All right, guys.
Yo, if you're on the level of evil doings where you have a place just in case where you have to run.
That's right.
They saying Russell Simmons owns the hotel in Bali. I'm not sure if that was set up as a place to run or it's just his yoga enthusiasm. But nonetheless, he ended up getting served papers at the hotel in Bali a couple of days ago, which I think, I'm not sure, but I think if you want to keep your citizenship correct in the United States, you got to come on back and deal with whatever court dealings you got to deal with.
Damn. I think, unfortunately, no matter how you want to say this, you being across the world on a boat and turning around, someone being like, hey, and you being like, yo, what's up? And they're like, you're served. That's one of these.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
So all that big Willie talk, hop you up, playing yourself. Yo, playing
no matter
yourself,
how you
play. Playing yourself.
And they said, the report said when Russell got served the papers for the dude, he hit him with an F-bomb and a Shazbot. He was like, F. Shiznit. And then started screaming at security because it was like, how'd this guy get in here? So clearly he was dodging. Now you got the Diddy situation where he jumps on a private jet, they say yesterday, and is on his way to the Cape Verde Islands.
Wouldn't he be landing, though, like now?
You got me, brother. If that's true. I don't know. It's a jet, so I don't know. But what's your point? You think people are going to be waiting for him?
I don't know about waiting, but I wonder like whether there'd be confirmation.
Well, either way, if you got to run to a private island because your evil doings are doing so much and they storming your house, it's one of these.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Yeah. You're not wrong. And by
now,
the way,
King,
there are a
King
lot
Lou
of
hit us with an update, said he wasn't on a private jet. Nonetheless, the fact that he's on the run and people are looking for him and can't figure out where he's at, hit the button.
Yeah, let's not focus on the wrong thing here.
Played yourself.
And the fact that you had your sons.
Nothing to worry about. Crazy.
Yo, have you stopped to think about, like, Christian Combs, King Combs' entire persona is based around his dad in the 90s? And now this is another like he has this, well, and, this whole thing. His whole he has nothing.
And I know this wasn't your intention, but you realize when you say it like this that now we have to hit the button afterward.
Exactly.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
No, it was my intention.
Oh wait, now here we go. TMZ has obtained video footage showing Diddy in Miami. At the private airport after his home was raided, which confirms that Diddy is not in the Caribbean. He remains in the United States. People are saying he was reportedly detained.
Okay. Well, hit the button on that. Damn it, man.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
That's the update. What time did that article get written?
Oh, wait, it's not an article. It's just a tweet. I'm trying to see if I see any news.
What time did the tweet go out? King Lou says overnight.
The latest thing TMZ has, who I think is ultimately the best source for stuff like this, TMZ, the last thing they have is Diddy on video pacing around the airport after the raids.
Yeah.
That's the latest they have. And that's from yesterday afternoon at 3 o'clock that he was pacing around the airport.
Yeah, they
so
said
he
my,
may
my
have
my
never gotten
airport.
Out.
Right. Now, as we do this during Congratulations, You Played Yourself, I still am stuck on the fact that this is the end of the Diddy story as we know it. All of the music of the 90s will forever be mired with this moment. We're living history right this second.
Damn.
One of the greatest discographies in hip-hop history ends with this button.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Listen, there are going to be a lot of people celebrating this moment, and rightfully so.
Yeah, you know, he's a toxic abuser.
From the Danity Kanes to the Cassies to the Craig Mack in heaven to Mace, who we see, celebrating already. There are going to be a lot of people saying this is comeuppance. none of us know for sure. I mean, Suge Knight is out there celebrating, saying that this is, you know, justice for
Tupac.
For Tupac.
Yeah.
Now, not the most reliable source in Suge Knight, but at the end of the day, it's still, the whole thing is heartbreaking. The level of abuse that was doled out is heartbreaking. The sort of cloud that will hover over all this incredible music that we love so much. I mean, it already sounds nasty when you listen to a Mary remix and you hear Diddy sort of like whispering over the song. It kind of makes you feel a little already.
Well, anybody yet. Out here still using the term "take that, take that, take that"?
Congratulations, you played.
Might want to drop that.
Well, and that's why ultimately Mace yesterday decided on his show, I'm sure, to say no Diddy for the first time, because he probably loves the idea of what a way to shame someone. Something as stupid as the pause game in hip hop. What a perfect way to shame Diddy by making him the word for pause, basically. Because, you know, you don't want... I mean, yesterday I was talking to someone about radio. And I literally, you know, was like, you know, and you probably need someone to groom you. No Diddy.
Yo!
And, like, yes, it's funny, but it's also... I mean, it's also just such a sad... It sucks. It's an L for hip hop, no matter how you cut it. This is bad. This is all bad.
Hit the button.
Does it taint Biggie's legacy?
Everything gets mired by this, man. It doesn't take away Biggie's talent. It doesn't take away the great music, but it is that discography is forever blemished. You will always there's no way around it, bro.
It doesn't blemish Biggie the man.
No.
It blemishes Biggie's music that came out on Bad Boy, because Bad Boy is Diddy.
Well, and you and when this? And some of Biggie's
even the
lyrics.
Name Bad Boy. Ebro, even the name Bad Boy.
Absolutely. Hit the button.
Bad Boy. What were you even talking about, my guy?
Yo, when you hear some of Biggie's lyrics, you'll never let it slide, the same. Wait, you had friends that used to do what to kids?
Now, I'll say this for Biggie, for the defense of Biggie's legacy. Don't ever forget that when Biggie was put on to Cam, he took him to Lance on Rivera and not to Puffy. That all the stuff Biggie was attempting to do later with music towards the end of his life, he was not trying to bring to Bad Boy.
That's right.
He was already like, nah, I don't like the way this situation is. That's very clear from what people say when you think about where Junior Mafia ended up, where the commission would have ended up, where eventually Cam'ron ended up. Biggie obviously was on to something not being all the way right. But Ebro, this also opens, you realize that by Diddy turning into this figure who's now on the run, apparently.
Well, they apprehended him or detained him or whatever.
Well, we don't know that. That's being speculated. I don't see any confirmed anything on that.
All right.
But it's going to lead to a rabbit hole that I already see. My wife was on TikTok yesterday, and I'm overhearing one clip after another of people having these speculative videos about horrible things Diddy was involved in. And Shawnee, those things were already whispers, if you remember, forever. Those have always been whispers.
Yeah.
Like, what about Biggie? Could he have been involved? How did he live?
Mm-hmm.
Why did... That now all of those things are going to be given life and opened up and delved into.
But people was relentless on those stories. People was relentless on those stories, and rightfully so. I mean, you know, if someone is capable of what we heard, him settling the case with Cassie, and then a human being is capable of living like that, what else are they capable of?
Anything. Anything. Y'all know the story that really, I don't know why, that sent me over the edge with Diddy and the Cassie story, where I lost even like any hope, was that it was reported that when he found out the nickname of her most beloved deceased grandfather, he made her start calling him that name.
What?
I don't know why.
I never heard that.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Wow, that's wild.
Yo, that should send you. That, by the way,
that sent me
anybody
to a place.
But wait. Where'd you hear that?
It's in that original story.
In the New York Times article.
It's in the full case. When you look into the whole case.
Oh, I never did that. Okay.
So Diddy found out the name of her beloved grandfather.
It was a nickname. It was something like she called him Poppy. It was something simple. But once he knew that was the thing, he was like, nah, you call me that now.
I'm Poppy now.
Wow. Nah, bro.
That's crazy.
No, you find out in your family of Cassie.
Wow.
A crime might have to get committed back at that point. When I heard that, I said, oh, this man was sick on a different level.
That's wild.
Hit the button.
Yo, Ebro, you realize the level of congrats you have when you know you've done dirt to this degree where you have to spend basically your entire life every day, no matter how rich you are, no matter how connected you are, no matter how many red carpets, yachts, money. We always like wonder, like, why doesn't he sleep? Always seems like he's out doing the most.
Yeah. That's because he's running from them demons, man. Yo, man, the last interview I had with him, I told y'all over this love thing, the whole love thing was a whole movement of him trying to find positive energy. He told me in an interview on Apple Music when they rolled out the last album that his family had to come get him out of the bathroom. He was in the bathroom for like a year. Like he was going through like some real problematic breakdown, emotional not goodness. I don't even know what to call it.
Right.
And it was bad. It's been bad for a long while. Diddy is the person that I often, when I talk to people and they're like, yo, I want to get money. And I would be like, yo, you know, I know people that are like, they have it all and they are thoroughly unhappy.
Facts.
And have addictions that are crazy because their whole life has been about the chase for materialism and domination and power and all of this. I didn't know what he had going on, but damn it, now that we know, now we understand why bro was haunted the way he was haunted.
That's right.
Hit the button.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
So all that big Willie talk, hop you up, playing yourself, yo.
Yeah, Juanito, we might have to go through that old Ebro interview with Diddy to pull some clips for like the later flashing lights. That might be an interesting piece.
I'm also seeing we got to get to Cardi B to sue LAPD. They had me getting buck naked outside after guns and drugs search.
Cardi B.
That's the way the story goes. We'll delve into that. Plus Curve, plus your chance to beat the buzzer and get paid. We got money for you. You want it? We got it. Plus tickets to SummerSlam. You got it with Ebro, Lauren Rosenberg. Happy Tuesday morning.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Wait, Rosenberg, who produced this beat? Don't put your hands where my eyes could see.
Buddha and Shamello, I believe.
Yeah. Man, put your hands where my eyes could see. They may not, but they could.
Yeah, the tense is off.
But it's also, too, like, there's people walking around right now that have the tattoo only God could judge me.
Yeah. Hey, oh, that gets me upset.
You know, call right now if you want to beat the buzzer. We got cash and we got summer jams. Doja Cat, Sexy Red, Offset, Davido. It's going to be a great time. UBS Arena, June 2nd. Get them tickets at Ticketmaster. We got some for free, but you got to be ready to call and beat the buzzer. Let's bring in DJ John for a little singing.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, oh.
It's DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
The DJ.
DJ John.
Yo, John, what up, baby?
Hey, baby. Happy Tuesday, everybody. Happy
Yo, how them Knicks doing, man?
Looking good last
After
night.
The West Coast run and beating the Nets. They beat the Nets on Saturday, right? On Saturday.
They did. And they beat the Pistons last night. So, yeah, that was a...
These are games they better win.
They have to win.
Like, these are must-win games.
Was last night easy, John?
I think so, yeah. Because most of the Detroit Pistons were injured. Half their roster was injured.
Kind of like the Knicks.
Kind of, yeah. And doesn't honestly, look like OG's coming back not till like later, maybe close to playoffs, maybe.
Yeah, it's not. It's honestly
not looking good.
It's what really upsets me about that is that OG literally changed this team completely, like made them literally a completely different team, so much better, and then immediately now has like a plaguing injury situation. Like that's very frustrating.
Is there a New York sports curse right now?
Yes, Ebro. Yes.
Right now.
It's bad.
Ever.
It's been going for a while, Shawnee. And I don't know what kicked it off. It feels like the Giants hanging on to Eli Manning and whatever. Something happened with the Yankees, too.
Mm.
Oh, something happened. Yeah,
They were cheated out of a World Series.
Well, they cheated also.
No, that's not proven. That's not facts.
Oh, I thought it was proven.
Nope.
But they didn't win. Their cheating didn't bring in a victory.
No, it just led to injuries. Now they're hurt all the time.
Now it's a mess. It's a mess. Line one, Brian's there. He wants to beat the buzzer.
Let's go, Brian.
Brian, let's cheat and get paid, man. Let's do it, man.
Wait, that's not the...
I'm ready.
You know how to beat the buzzer?
I do.
All right, man. I usually, when I hear a number that, the first number I hear that sounds like something, I usually go for it. You can do whatever you want, but, and I haven't really picked up the pattern of how these numbers are rolling out.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
All right, Brian is ready to beat the buzzer.
$130. $150. $320. $350. $360.
Now they playing games, man. He hit the 360. He says stop. There you go, Brian. 360 is yours.
Makes sense.
Let's see how much
money. I risk it.
Yeah, that was smart. Plus, you're going to Summer Jam. You got some tickets, so if you don't go, you can scalp those for a few $100, too.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? There you go. I'll see you there.
Always, always a good time.
It's always something to do, right? It's always a good time. Let's see what else is there.
$375.
Okay.
$400.
Okay.
Oh, that's it. So he did great. 360. There's only $40 left in there anyway. Brian, hang on. Much love. We pay people for listening. That's how we do it around here. You know what I'm saying? With little appreciation to kick off the spring and summer months. Brian, hang on. We've got to get your info, get you your money, get you your Summer Jam tickets, and everybody else, your next chance to beat the buzzer will be after the Gurus around 8:30. Did he do it?
We don't know.
I think we got to stop saying that.
What?
Why?
Stop questioning it?
Yeah. He did some.
He did some.
There's no...
Maybe it's Diddy.
It's just a fun line.
Diddy did it.
Yeah. Diddy. People just want to say the line, but...
Diddy did really something, question, and we're going to break it down next. Damn. But see, that's not going to be the name of 50's TV show or movie.
Exactly. Because he's not guilty. He ain't in the court of law yet. So, did he do it?
I mean, he's guilty in public opinion.
That's a fact.
I know the jokes 50 can get away with. I'm not willing to play the same jokes that 50 does. 50 says whatever he wants. I'm going to let 50 do that.
97 minutes commercial free. Cast one.
Yeah. Let's take them back. In the 50.
T-Bro Laura Rosenberg. just so many different things to deal with. You got the Diddy story, which is big. Now there's this Cardi B story about the LAPD. Did you hear about what's going on in Baltimore? We'll try to get it all right now in the flashing lights. No Laura Staff.
Laura Styles got the 411 on the flash lights, lights.
Are you ready for the flashing lights? Laura Styles can put us on.
We'll start with Baltimore, since that's still developing right now. I guess they're all kind of still developing. But the Baltimore story is the Francis Scott Key Bridge, which I'm not familiar with Baltimore enough to know about that bridge, collapsed last night when it was struck by a boat. And yes, Rosenberg, you said this is a major bridge. This is a real deal bridge.
It's a big bridge outside Baltimore, off of 695, which is like the Baltimore Beltway, it's on the Patapsco River, and it's a big, actually kind of beautiful bridge, that was made in the 70s and was like a real engineering marvel back in the 70s, and has a pretty distinctive look. And if you guys haven't seen the video yet, this bridge that opened in 1977, it just completely falls apart after this cargo boat runs into it. And the boat, Ebro, had like 22 people working on it as well. And obviously, that's got to be a worrisome situation too, right? Because the bridge collapsed onto the boat.
Yeah, I'm trying to keep up with the whole story here. Apparently, the boat was in the port of Baltimore. It's something to do with, I think maybe the boat was Singaporean, going into the port of Baltimore. And, yeah, caused the collapse. And then, obviously, what you're going to see a lot today is the blame game. Going at the Transportation Secretary, Pete Buttigieg, who's been on the program, and also Joe Biden. Now, remember, Joe Biden has, and the Democrats have pushed forward through this infrastructure bill. Part of the infrastructure bill was to fix bridges and roads and a lot of the things that are deteriorating in the country. And so you're going to see now people blaming Biden because he's the president, and Buttigieg because he's the transportation secretary, as if the passing of this infrastructure bill was going to get a bridge fixed, I don't know, in the last 12 months. And things actually move that fast.
I don't know. We have no idea of knowing whether that bolstering up the infrastructure would have prevented it from falling.
Exactly.
If a big cargo boat runs into it.
I'm reading they're looking for 7 people in the water still. And we'll keep you updated. But, you know, prayers out to anybody down in Baltimore.
This is a long bridge, though. This bridge is like, if you haven't seen it yet, it's one of those bridges that driving across it takes a minute. You know what I mean? It's not a... it's a real, real bridge. And so when you watch the video, Ebro, of it falling apart in different pieces, man, it's such a nightmare scenario if you happen to be on it, either working on it or in a car on the bridge. Just
3 hours ago, there was up to 20 individuals and multiple vehicles had plunged into the river.
Scary. That's crazy. Wouldn't the blame be on the boat and not citing regulations in terms of their height? I would assume so.
Well, the boat actually ran into one of the support beams, like the pillars in the water. So it didn't like clip the top. It hit one of the support, according to the video I'm looking at right now.
I mean, that's like literally something.
Wow.
Like someone may have been asleep on the job, literally.
Well, no, they also said that, you know, since this video of this, they said that the lights on the boat actually were flickering when the boat went off course. It might have been a mechanical problem with the boat, too. We don't know yet.
But he crashed into one of the pillars that was, and that made it collapse. Wow.
And there was a construction crew on the boat working on the concrete. I mean, I'm sorry, on the bridge. Working.
They were doing renovations on the bridge, too, at the time. So that's the Baltimore Bridge collapse. Over to Cardi B. Here is audio of Cardi B explaining why she got pulled over by the LAPD and plans to sue.
I got stopped by the cops yesterday. They thought I was trafficking fentanyl And they thought I had a gun in my car, so they stopped me and everything. All the helicopters in L.A., they was outside, yo. I was freaking out. Like, they had me outside for, like, 3 hours. They had me getting butt naked outside, yo. Like, but, like, I'm about to sue the LAPD. Like, you already know, like, I had, like, a bad day yesterday. And I told them, like, yo, I'm Cardi B. Like, do I look like I got to sell some shit? Why would I do that? Like, why? I will never do no like that. Like, and they didn't believe me. Like, it was, like, some white cops or something. Like, they didn't know who I was. So, like, it was really tough on me and everything. They said that, like, somebody gave them a clue. I really feel like it was one of my ops. They're really trying to ruin my life. I've been going through a lot lately. But, like, for somebody to do that, like, tip the LAPD.
We'll watch that play out and keep you updated.
That's crazy, bro. Imagine you're just riding home?
Well, to get if she really got strip searched on the street like that, and they were looking for fentanyl and guns off a report, it sounds like she has a case.
I don't get it, man.
It sounds loosey-goosey, and it definitely sounds like she has a case.
I mean, yeah, absolutely. Well, that's crazy.
Speaking of cases, Diddy is the big story.
What?
It was live yesterday on television as the Department of Homeland Security stormed into Diddy's house in Los Angeles, the mansion. You could see Christian Combs, one of his sons, and Justin Combs in handcuffs, among other people, on the lawn in front of the house.
That's really sad, man. I feel bad for those kids. All those kids, man, are in a really weird, horrible situation. And likely have been in it for a long time. And frankly, been around things they probably never should have been around.
And then we get reports that Diddy was pacing at a Miami private airport. There were initial reports that somehow he was going to the Cape Verde Islands. But a few hours ago, we got updated that never happened. And he had been detained. Correct, Rosenberg?
It's being speculated that he's been detained. I have not seen that anywhere official. I'm only seeing that he definitively was pacing around as of 3 o'clock yesterday. People do not know whether or not he flew somewhere or he was definitely detained. That's right. Not known.
So he's probably not detained because that would be everywhere at this point, no?
Not necessarily, because if they did it really quickly and privately and people didn't see it, then no, not necessarily.
Okay.
And it got late last night.
As it does.
Every night.
Definitely a
crazy
every,
how
yo,
that
bro. No, every night.
Every night. Now, in all seriousness, we don't know. What we do know is the allegations were sex trafficking against Diddy, illegal guns, and illegal drugs, which we heard some of those details in the Cassie story that was around that. Diddy settled that case, but that was more of the civil side. He paid out. That doesn't mean that the federal government can't pick this stuff up and pursue some criminal when it comes to sex trafficking, drugs, and guns. And then there was obviously been other allegations against Diddy that maybe there's things that we have not even heard about in the public and on the blogs. So we'll continue to watch this story play out. And coming up, we're going to have a conversation. It's the Bad Boy catalog. Forever blemished. Can you hear it the same?
He's produced so many people.
So many, man.
That's your Flash and Lights report. It's 8:08. Cast One's about to go 97 minutes commercial free. And also, I guess the other question is does this Diddy story make you sad?
It certainly makes me sad.
Because we've been hearing things about Diddy for a long time. But it was never concrete evidence. It was hearsay. It was third party. It was rumors. And now we're here. And not that he's been convicted of anything, because that hasn't happened yet either. But that settlement to Cassie damn sure was like, yo, I don't want any smoke in the public eye. Let me go ahead and give you... He didn't even pay his artist that fast.
Facts.
Right.
So, keep it locked, man. Good morning.
WQHD and WQ.
WHT HD1 New York.
Ebro in the Morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Hot 97.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
So the question is the Bad Boy catalog of music, you know, because we play music up here. So, I mean, we could get into the particulars of Diddy and the Department of Homeland Security storming into his mansion yesterday, handcuffing two of his sons and other people. The sex trafficking, the illegal guns, the drugs. But that's all we know today. We don't really know, is this have anything to do with the Cassie case? Or is this a bunch of the other allegations and rumors and things that we've been hearing for a while? We also don't even know if Diddy's been detained yet. There was rumors that he was going to the Caribbean, Cape Verde Islands. He was on a private plane. It was this, it was that.
He on the run.
Did he do it? Sorry.
couldn't resist.
I can't resist it.
Diddy did something. Because when the feds show up, you did something.
Yeah, and both homes were raided.
Miami and L.A.
Yeah.
So, I figured, you know what? Let's talk about this music, because now when you hear the music...
Not another one. Not another one. We have to lose this catalog, too? Yo, there's a lot of music, Ebro.
It's a lot, bro. Well, by the way, there's catalog in the Bad Boy catalog Diddy's voice ain't on, and he didn't do.
Right.
Diddy didn't do those.
Right.
But what does this... So we talking about Mary and Jodeci too?
Chill.
But see, he ain't on those.
No, he is on some.
He's on some of those.
Some, but...
Yeah,
you know.
A lot of Mary. I make it hot.
We talking about the remixes too? Like Meth and Mary and...
Nah. Ooh.
I'm just asking a question. I got to let y'all know. You see, the thing with the R. Kelly catalog, if we being 100, was the right. Topics that were covered in the R. Kelly songs, some of them makes it sound like he's actually doing the dirt that he's in prison for.
Right. So you really had to let go of it because it's like it reminds
you. How do you listen to Age Ain't Nothing But a Number?
Ooh.
That's a tough one.
How do you listen to My Mind's Telling Me No, so clearly you know it's wrong, but my body, what?
How do you listen to the Pied Piper?
How? Well,
but I wondered that at the time. So I actually spoke on that at the time. He's going with Pied Piper, huh? But with Diddy, it's different, right? He's not the artist. So to honestly, it's a fun fun may be the wrong word. It's an interesting conversation to have. The reality is we're not letting go of any of this music. You may specifically have a song, one of those ones where like for example, if you were to pull up Cass like Mary All Night Long remix or something, they're like random records or I'm Going Down remix where you have him whispering on it. Those ones, it may sort of hit you a little bit.
And by the way, the question really was, does what's happening right now forever blemish the catalog? Not are we get... I didn't think anybody would get rid of Mary's music, right? Because it's her, right? She's right. Beloved. Or Biggie. Or even the Mace records. Or a record like the Benjamins. Or the Lox. Or, I mean, there's so many things.
Benjamin's is tough though. Benjamin's is his record, and it's his, you know, and he's the first verse.
Right. What about Victory?
Victory's a tough one. Inspirational Puff.
How about
Nas? Hate Nas, me now.
Right.
You know what? Peace out. It's been easy for me. Never wanted it. You can have it. Never wanted it.
Yeah. I gotta say, I was gonna say that about Victory. Victory don't inspire me like that.
Well, no, but you like the Biggie parts pretty
well. There's a part. Yeah, it's fire. There's fire in it.
I just never mess with Hate Me Now at all. Yo, Shawnee, this is easy.
Come on,
this is
not it.
Get out of here. Ada, Scram, Kick Rocks, never liked it.
Get that out of here.
Wait. So do we want to play? Yo, this could be fun. Maybe this is a way we turn something positive. Let's play all the songs we're excited to get rid of. I will not be missing you.
Nah, this is a bop. Hold on.
This one kind of hurts.
It's a bop, though.
That's hard.
And it was Mace. It's prime Mace, too, so.
Yeah.
But he's whispering to you so much on this. Yeah, see, get out of my ear.
Get out of my ear, it's crazy.
Melt like it's hot wax. Put it out, all the stores, bet you can shout that. Leave a nail with a hot hat. Frontin' like Bad Boy ain't got tracks.
Stop.
There's no guy slicker than this young fly nista. Nickel nine liquor, floss you die quicker. This bedtime, out of time,
rock with that.
Turn Chris down.
That's Mace.
Everybody wanna be fast, see the cash. Play around, they weak staff, get a heat.
I mean, it's probably gonna go though, Ebro.
It is, right?
Yeah, that one's gonna go.
I wasn't playing it anyway, but I wasn't mad when it came on.
I feel the exact same way. I didn't play it, but I did. It was a guilty pleasure, honestly, for me always.
So, Rosemary, you never liked Hate Me Now.
Hated Hate Me Now. This is what makes I thought the beat was so cheap sounding to me. You know what I'm saying? I don't know why.
The fake strings in the back.
Yeah.
Y'all couldn't get a real orchestra?
The double snare. Cat. The whole. I just. No.
What?
Stop yourself. No,
that's going nowhere. That's staying right here.
I thought we were playing the songs that are leaving.
Yeah, no, don't play that.
This one ain't leaving.
That ain't leaving.
How about this one?
Here we go.
How about this one?
Oh yeah. Bye. Beat it. Kick rocks.
See ya.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, you said you ain't going nowhere.
Oh, yeah, you are.
Au contraire, mon frère. You going somewhere. So yes, you are.
That's an easy one to let go of. Easy.
That's easy.
What else you got? This is, by the way, is it bad for us to turn something horrible into something fun? Is this bad?
Listen, man. Let's we're being all the way serious, there's definitely people listening right now who are like, he hasn't been convicted and, you know, blah, 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 blah. And that's true. I was done, just so y'all know. I was done when the settlement with Cassie happened.
Yes.
When I heard what was going on, which I had no knowledge of, and then heard him settle it and pay out money, commit to money.
A lot of money.
tens of millions. I was like, oh, well, he doesn't want this to see the light of day. So the rumors and allegations and the things we've been hearing for a long time, and some of the Cassie claims, remember, have been substantiated by video evidence. The whole him beating her up in the hotel and trashing the hotel, he settled that with the hotel.
Mm-hmm.
I think she had to go to the hospital and they hit her because he had beat her up or something, and they hit her in the hospital and brought the doctor to something. That had been substantiated, too. The whole blowing up Kid Cudi's car. Because there was rumors that Kid Cudi and Cassie had a thing or something. That had been substantiated, too, by Kid Cudi's lawyers.
Wow. Yep. There was a lot there. Y'all heard us. We very clearly on the show said after the Cassie thing that this was likely over. But there is something that took it to another place. Yesterday, the vibe I started getting, I don't know how y'all feel, our family listening. To me, it started feeling like OJ. I was like, are we seeing OJ? Like, is he about to really be on the run? And then here's my question, guys. And this is where I worry. Even though he's done these horrible, sick things, I'm not going to act like we don't care about him in some way. We cannot, even though we know the stories are horrible and we know we condemn the horrible things that he did play a role in all of our lives, right? Fact. Maybe to us more. I remember how big Ebro. You know how big a deal. Remember how big a deal it was when I got him to do an interview for me at my Noisemaker series.
Right.
I did the live sit down with them. I was like, oh my god, it was a huge deal to me. I'm not going to sit here and pretend.
But even as small as when you were a young DJ and that Bad Boy Vinyl would come and it was a new Bad Boy record and you was like, yo.
Now for me, it was always up and down with Puff because in my hardcore backpack days, I hated everything that he stood for. And then as I got older and started doing commercial radio, I had a different level of appreciation for what he did. But for all of us, whether we heard stories as time went on or not, I think we all hoped it wouldn't turn out this way. No one wants this to be the end of someone who was a music icon. And guys, the part that I really worry about is, how does this story end? I do not see Puff like going to jail like Harvey Weinstein or Bill Cosby. I don't see him accepting that, Shawnee. Yeah, I can't see him.
You don't see that?
I can't see it.
I don't know. I literally don't know where this is going. It wouldn't even profess to have an inkling.
Right.
Like, I have no clue where this is going. Because I don't even know. I'm thrown by all of it. And we had heard the rumors. There had been allegations. There had been blog posts. There's been conspiracy theories.
I could see him going to jail.
You know what I'm saying?
But if they get him on what he's... No, I know. But if they get him on what he's accused of, Sean, you're talking about this could be gone for life, a very long time, depending on what they get him for.
Yeah.
I think the one thing that, if you're a young person and you're hearing this, in an industry that is about music and power and influence, when we look at the Bill Cosby story or we look at the Harvey Weinstein or even Russell getting served papers over in Bali, when we look at all of this, these people wanted power and influence by any means necessary and was willing to do whatever to get it. And that's kind of a story as old as time. And they're chasing money, they're chasing power, they're chasing influence, and they delve into a lifestyle that has a lot of illegal toxicity, abuse, and things going on. And there might be a deeper story there. There may have been some, who knows what Diddy's childhood was like, who knows what, Harvey Weinstein or Epstein, who knows what happened with these individuals as children that pushed them to become the people that we're seeing play out right now. But nonetheless, it's a warning. It's a big warning, a big red flag. Even what's the show on Nickelodeon that everybody's documentary, everybody's recently talking about?
It was about a bunch of them.
Right, which is about a bunch of, TV shows and kid stars being abused and you know what I'm saying? Like, you hear this constantly. And as parents and as individuals with children, and everybody's enamored by this entertainment industry, this music industry, you have to be ready and this is a story that's playing out right now. Somebody like Mace, who walked away because the path he was going on and the people around him, he saw the toxicity. He saw how the evil doings, and he didn't want to be a part of it.
Yeah, I think we also have to have a real conversation about the fact that maybe we don't talk about sex with young men the right way. And having conversations about people's feelings. Mm. Because what happens here, I think, is a lot of people's sexual desires go untalked about and start blending with other parts of their personality.
Mm.
And you end up in really weird places of sexual addiction where now the only way that you get turned on is by making people do horrible things and exercising your power over them. And I wonder whether it also part of it is having conversations when your kids are of an age of what sexual feelings are, what's healthy, what needs to be talked about.
Absolutely. That's fact.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Well, and then there's the street element, Rosenberg. There's the street jail element too, Rosenberg, where there's the, which similarly to what you're addressing, but there is a kind of jail street, I have power over you sexually, and I'm getting you to do things because now I can use that against you later on. I can take your manhood from you. Mm. Or, you know, or whatever society has deemed manhood is, I can take that from you and force you into a life just based on the fact that I can dominate you. And there's men listening right now that have been in those scenarios. Don't talk about it. So it gets deep. It gets real, real deep. And once again, we don't know how this Diddy thing is going to play out. We're watching it just like you in real time. We've heard all the allegations. We've seen the news. But on the music side, does this forever blemish all of those records that we love? When they come on, are you constantly going to think of this moment in history? We're living history right now. That's
facts.
I don't know if that hits you often, but this is one of those moments where you're going to be like, "Yo, I remember
it is.
Where I was."
No, if you're a real hip hop person, this is going to be a forever moment. You know, good or bad, that we will talk about him in a different way. And there will be a time up until March 2024 and a time after. This is going to be different. Also, after 9 o'clock, Ebro, when we go live on YouTube on the live show after the program show, we should continue to play songs and decide what goes and what stays. Because the hip-hop nerd side of me will also say, there are some songs that I'm ready to say goodbye to also. There could be a silver lining here of stuff.
Oh, no, there's some songs that could get out of here. There was some. Listen, in a catalog that vast, there's trash.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
Make no mistake.
A lot of stuff. There's a lot in there. A lot.
Let's get to the gurus, y'all. Let's go.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Styles and Rosenberg.
Hey, yo, it's time for the guru, Shiny Culture and Rosenberg. And Laura, you know you are a beautiful queen.
Ebro, don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
The guru at ebrointhemorning.com. The guru at ebrointhemorning.com. Your destination for clarity.
Indeed, indeed, indeed.
Where we come together
and
we unite for what's right.
Bring you out of the darkness and into the light.
Shani, can you lead us in a cleansing of energy and relaxing on lily pads?
Indeed. Zen, 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 zen. Let us cleanse.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
The energy.
The guru at ebrointhemorning.com. Send your email today. The guru at ebrointhemorning.com. If you send the email, we may get to it tomorrow. Whether it's a romantic question, a friend question, a roommate question, a work question.
That's right.
The gurus are here to guide you to the light.
That's right. We're here to help.
That's right.
Save lives live.
Today's subject is mother of three boys. Dear gurus,
she's sleepy.
I'd like to stay anonymous. I listen to the show every day and I love you guys, but I need your advice. Lately, I've been noticing my eldest son, 12, using the bathroom a lot.
Okay.
Which is normal.
Yep.
But the other day, I needed my tablet. And when I asked where it was, my 8-year-old son mentioned that his brother had it. I knocked on the bathroom door and asked for it. After asking, I opened the door to find him in the dark.
Jerking McGurkin.
He gave me the tablet immediately. I went to search the browsing history and discovered My 12-year-old has been searching porn.
Kaboom.
Okay.
I know he's been at the age of curiosity, raging hormones, but where do I start? How do I have the conversation? Immediately, I wanted to call his father. We're not together, but I'm afraid of the advice he will give. Uh-oh. His dad loves watching porn. Okay. I used to believe he had an obsession because of how much and how often he would watch. My question is, do I put my fear aside and still let his dad know so he can have the conversation? And or do I have the conversation with him as well? Where do I begin? Help. A mother of three boys.
All right.
So,
go ahead.
What good timing this is, by the way, based on the conversation we just had.
And first of all, I think you got to reassure him that what his body's going through and the feelings he's having is natural. I think you got to spend some time there. Like, there's nothing wrong with curiosity and all of that. I think that's a great place. I think the real, where the rubber meets the road with the porn thing is letting people know that it's not real. These are actors. These are people who are putting on a show. It is not real life. And trying to insert yourself in this in real life, or thinking that this is what real life is like and you're going to be doing this every day, is just not real. And it's also like any other drug.
But you're jumping to a logical conversation to me about something that goes beyond logic. Because I really do feel, and I do not have children yet, I do really feel that 12 is too young. Honestly, any early teens, I think, is really, you really don't want people's first interaction with sex to be watching lots of pornography.
Right, but he already did it, though.
He's searching. She said he's searching.
Nah, he was in the dark, and he's been in there multiple days. He found it. He got a site that he liked, and she can look at the history. If he keeps going back to the same site, there's something that he likes that he's seeing.
Well, listen. I have a 12-year-old son, and I have a 15-year-old son, and I've actually lived this with my 15-year-old.
Okay. So what'd you do?
Okay. His mom told me. She had a talk with him, but his mom did tell me, which the person writing us is asking. Definitely tell the dad whether his father likes porn or not, because one, he knows what it's like to be a 12-year-old boy, and he knows porn. You know what I'm saying? It's not like he's a priest. He knows porn, so he can explain certain things as to what his son is actually seeing. The conversation that I had with him, too, is also what Ebro stated in terms of these are actors, man. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of this stuff is clickbait. So you're going to see a lot of interesting things. And the other thing, too, is his mom, my son's mom, was afraid of what he might bump into. She's called me and said, I want to get him some, like, Playboy magazines or something. I was like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
But trying to tell you, mean to control his consumption.
To control his consumption. Mm. Because
I don't hate her logic, by the way. Right. I don't hate her logic.
Because what she was concerned with was all of these thumbnails of what you can click on based off of an orgy, a threesome.
No, we got it. Don't worry about it. You don't have to go through.
Right. So she didn't want him, while he's learning and understanding what he's aroused by, to be aroused by.
Well, this is my issue, though. You know what I'm saying? This is my issue. When we were of this age, we might stumble into a magazine. Maybe you would see what is now considered very tame pornography through, like, the squiggly lines on Spice, you know, the porn channel, right? Someone might have a tape. Oh, someone had a tape. We saw a little. The level of exposure.
It's a lot now.
But
who's this we you speak of? Because some people were exposed to things even earlier.
My dad had
women in the house that, you know, were prostitutes. Like, that
were
was
you, were, you were watching live sex acts?
I wasn't watching live sex acts, but I could hear it and I knew what was going on. Plus there was magazines. Plus there, you know what
well,
I'm saying?
Like, first of all, let's not use that as the standard.
I'm just saying there's
but generationally we can levels. Say the access to porn was yes. different in the 80s. I yes. think that is
absolutely.
A safe
we can,
and
we,
not
we
and
have
not
consensus
that,
on that.
And not only that, yes. what even existed on cassette form, unless you were going to find some weird black market-ish, was generally tame relative to what you can find on any site now.
True.
Well, forget like, that. You don't have to go that far. Open up Twitter.
Even on Twitter,
TikTok.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, the thing that the kids are exposed to.
The only thing I'm really pushing back on, really, is that even the explanation to a child, oh, these are actors, this isn't real. Mm-hmm. My concern is not, the bigger concern is them getting that becoming their standard of what sexual arousal is, whether they know it's fake or not, is problematic.
The next piece of it is because you got to deal when you have kids, with what's in front of you, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's in front of you is he had the iPad in the bathroom and what was he looking at?
Right.
So let's deal with what he is currently attracted to right now.
And that's a part of the conversation I had. What were you looking for was my first question. What did you want to see?
What is your curiosity?
Right.
And that's where the dad can help a young man, right? Where it's kind of like, okay, what is your curiosity? And let's talk about what you're actually curious about and why.
Right. And interestingly enough, I ended up having an hour-long conversation with my son who had tons of questions that I didn't anticipate in that moment.
Really?
And he had great questions.
Wow, that's great.
Amazing questions.
And it was useful.
What? Things that I didn't even know he was thinking. You know what I mean? And it wasn't crazy as our minds had gone. He just wanted to know.
It was actually still a little bit more innocent than you would have expected.
Yes. Questions that you wouldn't even think of, that it was just like, all right, wow. All right, well, let's have a talk about this. But then I was able to transition into that, having a conversation of what a real relationship is. And what you want to look for when it's your time to actually connect with somebody versus what you're seeing in these websites and compared it to Instagram of clickbait, and that they just want the likes and the numbers up versus what real life is really about. You know what I'm saying? So, and it's a conversation I think you have to return to every 2 years, you know, at least.
Maybe sooner. Yeah, at least minimum.
Damn.
Well, and also their bodies are forever changing. Right? They're constantly being exposed to new ideas. The lyrics that are in the music that they don't have context for or quite understand, right? The addiction to what Rosenberg is talking about is very real. It's a very real thing. And if you're shying away from these conversations because you're not equipped as an adult, maybe you as an adult need to go get equipped.
Mm-hmm.
And go talk to other adults that are talking to children or young adults, young teenagers about this topic, because you can't run from it.
Right.
And you can't not have a conversation with your children, specifically your sons and your daughters, but the sons, the boys. If we talk about our society, the boys are out here flying blind, bro.
Facts. Listening to their friends.
Listening to their friends. And even worse, listening to rappers.
That's a fact too.
And then they end up being the ones setting the tone for a lot of what's happening with the girls. It's a scary scenario. Shawnee, I like what you presented. Yeah. I think for the emailer,
mm-hmm.
I think you hopefully, listen, we don't know your ex.
True.
Hopefully you have faith that in spite of the fact that he, in your eyes, watches a lot of porn, if you believe he's a good man and a good dad overall, hopefully he could still have a good conversation without being, yeah, man, you should watch this. This is great stuff. I'm going to send you some links.
Yeah.
Hopefully you have faith he could be better than that.
Yeah.
But to Shawnee's point, maybe you need to have the same kind of conversation Shawnee was just painting for you.
Yeah.
Ask questions.
Because
get to know what your son's thinking about.
Right. And express your concerns to the dad before he talks to the son. Because his mom was very worried, very emotional, and expressed to me all of the things she was worried about, which made me approach my son
in a
specific way because he lived with her.
Mm.
You know what I mean? So,
truth of the matter was what he was doing was absolutely just being young and curious and having questions.
Because had he come to me direct, you know, or if a son goes to a father direct, he might risk a word, that's what you're doing, and want to be tummy. But as you, the mother, states your concerns to the father, he may approach it different. So, yeah, I would suggest our dad.
Hey, there it is. Straight from the guru's mouth. So say the gurus.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Strength, no weakness. We don't do weakness.
Listen, beating the buzz is a thing, and it's going to happen immediately next. Get on the lines to beat the buzzer, get some cash, get some summer jams. Summer and then we get back into updating you. If you've just tuned in or maybe you just got to hearing what's going on with Diddy, a bridge collapse in Baltimore, and Cardi B suing the LAPD. There's a lot going on out here, man. See bro, Lauren Rosenberg.
We'll read
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Cast 197 minutes, commercial free. Thank you, sir. If you are enjoying the conversations we're having today, these conversations become extended, prolonged, in something we call We Go Live, After We're Live program show. It's on YouTube.
Oh, it's a great name, by the way. It's just catchy. Everyone's talking about it. Everyone's watching what we're doing.
It kind of rolls off the tongue.
It rolls off the tongue.
That's the Live After the Live program show.
So if you go on your YouTube, you go to Hot 97, and right when we get off the air, about 5 minutes later, we pop up, and it's unfiltered. We say whatever we want.
Word.
And there's a lot to get into today.
A lot there. But first, flashing lights. No Laura Stiles. Oh, no. Beat the buzzer. My bad. Dude. Michelle. Hey, Michelle.
Good morning.
I almost forgot to get you your money.
Thank you. Please, I need it.
Here we go. It is time for Michelle to beat the buzzer.
$50. $55.
Come on.
$95. $150. $200. $300.
Michelle, you might remember.
$400.
I'm going all the way up. Let's go all the way up.
$490.
Michelle, do something.
$500.
Michelle!
Wait, one more.
Yo,
ain't no one more! Michelle!
Ain't no one more!
Yo, Michelle, you.
One more!
Yo.
She said
that's it!
Hit me with the button.
No, we
are. Congratulations. You played this.
And the LLJ Cool J.
Michelle, you went.
And the Rubber Dicka.
Michelle, you went. You went all the way. It jumped. It was trash, and then it jumped all the way to 450, and that still wasn't enough. What were you thinking?
I was trying to go all the way up to the top.
What did you do?
What's the top?
Yo, I was trying to cheat for you too. I'm telling you, we're running out.
Yo, Ebro, see
500, but it's all right.
You said 500. You still ain't saying
that. No, Michelle must have money. She must be good. She didn't need it.
She just wants to be good.
She just wants to go to Summer Jam.
I'm trying to pay all these Easy Pass tickets I owe.
Wow.
You too?
Oh, man. Damn. Well, look, you get tickets to Summer Jam. That's guaranteed, man. You'll be in the building. June 2nd, UBS Arena, Doja Cat, David O. We got Red Man and Method Man celebrating Summer Jam for 30 years with us. Special guest is going to be crazy on that one, too. Also, 4-1, Kyle Rich, Jen Carter, the young cats coming out of Brooklyn. It's going to be a good time. Offset, Sexy Red, Summer Jam 2024. Michelle, hang on. We'll get you your tickets. Flashing lights time.
Lauren Stiles got the 411 on the flash lights.
The big story. Well, let's be honest. The biggest story in the country is a bridge collapsing in Baltimore. Okay. That's the biggest story in the country. And this bridge is called the Francis Scott Key Bridge. That is the writer and composer of the Star Spangled Banner. The bridge is named after him. Yeah, it's not lost on me that the current state of affairs in America and a bridge collapsing at the same time that's named after the guy that wrote the Star Spangled Banner is just kind of sadly poetic. But nonetheless, I have not read that lives have been lost in this bridge collapse. Have you guys?
That's good.
I had not seen any casualties. 7 people are believed to be in the water.
But that's been for hours they've been looking for these people.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So if that's the case, then
those might be the casualties.
Which you don't want to think about. But, man, this is I texted all my people. Obviously, I know a lot of people in the Baltimore area growing up in the D.C. area. You know a lot of people in that area. And this is right there off 695, which is like a major highway. It's like the beltway that wraps around Baltimore. And, man, if you go to WashingtonPost.com right now, the front page, they have that video of the bridge just on repeat. It's an unbelievable sight to see a bridge of that size collapse. It's terrifying.
So you'll be getting updates on that all day, I'm sure, from all the news outlets. And then the big story in the entertainment world, in our world specifically in hip-hop, is Department of Homeland Security raids both of Diddy's homes in L.A. and Miami. In Los Angeles, his sons Christian and Justin and others were at the home. They're in handcuffs. We believe, based on the most recent reports from TMZ, that Diddy was detained, but we do not have confirmation. And this is about sex trafficking, illegal guns, and illegal drugs. Tied to the Cassie case, we don't know. Tied to other things, we're not sure. But as we get information, of course, you know we're going to be talking about it.
And we'll talk about it more on the YouTube Live After the Show program show. Plus, you can hear about it in a little bit coming up on Congratulations, You Played Yourself.
There you go. See, bro, Lauren Rosenberg, good morning.
I got to fill you in on what The Rock did last night on the show after the program.
Oh,
so
come on. Yo, I'm in on WWE right now. I got an invite to WrestleMania. Did I tell you about that?
I know you did. I know.
You set that up?
I didn't set it up, but I was told. I was told. Okay.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.